prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and you're listening to the first broadcast in the last month of the year, folks, December 2nd, 2024. Wow, wow, wow. Just a few weeks away from 2025. I never thought it'd be this old. I really didn't. But anyway, welcome to this broadcast. You're glad you're with us. I mean that. You're in for a real treat tonight. I'm going to bring up a brand new guest tonight, at least new to me. He's never been on a broadcast before. We're going to talk to Dr. Ken Copley about something that you may find interesting. And if you're a Baptist, I might scare you. So just hang in there, okay? We'll back in a minute with that. But in the meantime, I have a couple of prayer requests, please. Two car wrecks, start off with. Dawson, a little baby, just a baby, in a car wreck and fighting for his life. Please keep Dawson in your prayers, okay? Please. Another one is that gentleman I've known for quite a while now. His name is Wade, a young man, and probably in his 20s, say 20s, was in a wreck and in really bad shape. He's gaining ground, his wife said, but still got a long way to go. So keep Wade and the whole family in prayers, please. And I'll tell you more of this story Wednesday night. What happened in North Carolina not too long ago, just a week or so ago. A family was given a camper to live in because they didn't have a home to live in. Now, this is a true story. The state came in and said they couldn't live in it. It wasn't livable. So they took the camper and made it go back into the tent. That night, their baby froze to death. That's a true story. So I ask you to pray for that family and the loss they just had. That the anger they have will be steered in the right directions. I understand being angry about that, folks. That makes me very angry. That's a true story. So we have prayer request tonight. A youngin and a young man in a car wreck and a family just lost a baby, froze death in a tent because the state took away their only shelter. That's America today. And don't forget also, we're often still offering the same two books, going offering three in the month. And folks, if you want the truth on these two issues, get the books. They're very cheap, both of them $15. But if you don't want the truth, don't get the book. One of them is Christmas Christian. You might be surprised about that. One of them is Cremation Christian. Both of those are something that everybody needs to know if you want the truth. But if not, you don't get them. $15, get both of them to you. If you want anything else like mouthwash, toothpaste, Strauss products, whatever, we have it all here at 800-777-4403 and 304-846-4448. That's 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, please call 304-846-4448, please. And don't forget, we're still collecting donations from North Carolina through this Thursday, up to Thursday. And Friday, we're going to send a check down to them about the amounts we've collected. And thanks to your generosity, we've been able to collect a few thousand dollars. And a gentleman from Arkansas gave him a fifth wheel to live in if they don't take him out of that also. So, and gift cards are always welcome. We got one gift card, got to send down to them. So please, if you can help these folks in North Carolina, they're still really, really suffering big time. They need heat, they need heaters, they need places to live. Let us know. You can call the same number and give a donation on credit card. You can write to us if you like. And if you call tomorrow and talk to Faith, you'll give your address. You can donate, but please get to us as quick as possible, at least by Thursday, so we can get all figured up and sent down to Dr. Molly James, okay? But please do that. Our guest tonight, I just met him for the first time by phone a week or so ago. What a delightful gentleman to talk to. He's a Baptist, and as I was for many years, Free Will Baptist, and some of the things that we discussed a little while back with another pastor friend of ours, Pastor Craig Patton, about demonic activity in the churches, and the pastor don't recognize it, don't know what to do with it, or afraid of it, or all three at once, I have no idea. But it's true, and I understand there, folks. I've been there myself. It's hard in today's society to imagine demonic activity in people's hearts and minds and souls, but it happens. The thing is, we could recognize that, so therefore it has free reign to do what it wants. And that's just another way we lost some of the battle to Satan. But tonight we're going to discuss this issue again when it concerns to what we call today mental illness. Now, we'll get into some detail about that. We're not saying some people don't really have mental problems, but you might find out it isn't always what we think it is. But let's bring our guest up. Let's talk to Dr. Ken Copley. Ken, are you there?
I sure am, Pastor Butch. Delightful to be on your program tonight.
It's good to have you, my friend. I really mean that. And before we get started in our discussion, tell the folks who Dr. Kenny is and why in the world you get involved in such an issue as demonology. Come on now. Tell us all about that.
All right. I'd love to. Grew up in an independent, fundamental, biblicist, Baptist home. And my parents drug me to church every time the doors were open. My dad and mom were devout Christians. I rejected it all, but at age 21, the Holy Spirit broke my heart over my sin, and he opened my heart, and I cried out to God for salvation, and he saved me. November 5th, 1968, at 11 o'clock in the evening, I remember it so vividly, and he changed my life. So I started praying. I said, what do you want me to do with my life, Lord? And he said, I'd like you to preach. So I went off to Bible college. After 4 years of Bible college, I went to theological seminary, graduated from seminary, took my first church as a senior pastor. And during that time, I earned my doctor's degree. And then eventually I ended up in a town in central Minnesota where I started a church. That had been my heart's church planting. So God gave us really gracious people, and the church grew, and people got saved, and the baptismal waters were stirred, and a man gave us 5.3 acres of land, prime land in the city, which was worth a fortune. And he said, God told me to give it to you to put a church on it. And I said, God told me to take it. And so we went through a building program. The church continued to grow. We had a school K through 12. We were on television, 2 half-hour segments a week. I had also gone through level 2 nuthetic counseling course. And I've kind of fashioned myself as a really good biblical counselor. And as far as I was concerned, I absolutely had my act together. I mean, I was a cat's meow.
Okay. A cat's meow. That's an oldie, folks. Back for your time.
Well, I'm an oldie. But,
I understand that. But, you know, I'm amazed that seminary didn't ruin you. A lot of seminaries ruin young men. They literally ruin them.
Oh, they do. They can. Oh, yeah, you can die by degrees. No question about it. God gave me a great big heart for souls. I think that's really kept me somewhat grounded, just seeing people come to Jesus. But going through Bible college and seminary, they never said a word about the demonic. So my wife and I, and we have six children, and the children
I
gather
mean keep,
around.
I don't mean to keep interrupting you. I don't mean to keep I got to ask you this. Doesn't that seem kind of strange that our enemy is Satan and his fallen angels, the devils and demons that he rules over? And he has a kingdom just like God has a kingdom. I've taught on that.
He has a kingdom.
Isn't it amazing
that
is never taught? That's never taught.
Never taught.
Why not?
The only thing I was taught in 11 years of education was that the demonic really was an operative, and don't read the book by Jesse Penn Lewis, War on the Saints. That's the only thing I ever heard about the enemy. Only thing. So anyway, I'm pastoring a church, and my family were listening to, after prayer and reading the Bible, discussing the Bible, I always played a tape by what I considered a good, solid preacher. Well, anyway, I bought some tapes, and mixed into one by mistake was one by Dr. Jim Logan, who was a warfare counselor. So started listening to him talking about the demonic, and after 10 minutes, I said to my wife, throw that thing in the garbage. Sunday morning, I got in the pulpit. I said, I'm going to totally denounce this man. I said, if you have any materials, books by him, burn them. Being a good Baptist preacher, protecting the flock. Couple weeks later, my 16-year-old son made an astounding statement to my wife. He said, I can't find Luke. We don't know any Luke. So he said, who's Luke? My son says, well, he looks like a man, and he looks like an angel, but he's neither one. He's my best friend. He guides me. He tells me he loves me. He tells me my mom and dad hate me. He said, he is just really the center of my life, and I can't find Luke. I said, what in the world? He had a spirit guide. At the same time, my daughter confessed that she'd been highly suicidal, and since she was a little girl, she dreamed of constantly committing suicide, ways she commits suicide. And then my 3-year-old son, John, he started getting attacked by demons in the middle of the night. He said they were terrifying him and biting him. And then the other kids in bunk beds, all of a sudden the bunk beds are smashing against the walls.
No, wait a minute. Let's slow down here a minute. I'm listening. I don't mean to keep interrupting you. This is a conversation that we need to really get into here. Your son come to you, your oldest son. He said,
that's right.
He's a spiritual guide. A spiritual guide.
That's
guiding
right.
You. Now, folks, understand this is a Christian home. I'm sure they attended church. It's a Christian home. Solid biblical teaching as far as Brother Ken knew. But his children are being attacked by demonic activity. And you said that your bunk beds, the children's bunk beds, are being slammed against the wall.
Slammed against the wall every night. Now, what happened is my grandmother and all of her clan were into sorcery. Now, I never thought a whole lot about it, but she passed away. And the time she passed away, all of a sudden we're invaded by demons. I was the oldest grandchild. And I said, I had no idea what was going on. And I was desperate for help, and I wasn't finding any, but a friend of ours called Dr. Jim Logan, the guy I had denounced. 8 o'clock in the morning, I got a phone call, picked it up, and he said, hi, Ken, this is Jim Logan. I said, oh, no. I said, let me tell you what I did to your tape. Let me tell you what I did to your books. Let me tell you what I told my congregation. So for the next 30 minutes, he quizzed me about warfare, and he made this statement. He said, it is very obvious you've never been to kindergarten. And he said, I'm going to take you through a PhD level in the realm of warfare. And he hand-taught me. He guided me. And we saw lots of freedom come. We began to learn how to pray properly against the enemy. We learned how to renounce ancestral sins. And in time, our whole family settled down and walked with the Lord. They walk with the Lord today. But that opened the door to warfare. Also, Jim gave me a number of books to read. Go ahead, Pastor.
Another question. This is very, very interesting to me because people today are so blinded by this. Your grandmother, you said, was in sorcery, witchcraft.
Yes.
What were you saying she was into? Okay.
Yeah, she was in sorcery.
What kind of lady was she like to be around?
Oh, she was a sweetheart. Loved her with all my heart. However, I could not get any gospel to her at all. None. She was totally blocked to the gospel. And her and her sisters and her aunts and uncles, I mean, they not only used the Ouija board, but they were fortune-telling, tarot cards. They would communicate. They were communicating with demons, but they thought they were communicating with the dead. And I just ignored the whole thing. I just said, well, that's grandma. Well, there was more to it than that's grandma. Now,
okay,
I want to say this
explain
also.
Explain that.
The sins and iniquities of the parents are visited to the third and fourth generation. Does not mean I'm guilty for the sins of my grandparents. Does not mean I am going to be punished for the sins of my grandparents. The Bible does not tell us how it's visited, but I've watched this. Families coming out of the occult have a lot of demonic struggles.
Wow.
And it sure happened in our family. When she died, her demons went somewhere. And
they came to your house.
And
how long was that going on before you realized what was happening?
Oh, a couple of weeks. I was getting desperate. I was just absolutely frantic. And then Jim called, and then I began to learn principles of dealing with the enemy. Now, I want to make a statement here. It's not just someone that's been in sorcery or the occult. It is every believer is attacked by Satan. At the least, he puts thoughts in our minds and hearts, like Ananias and Sapphira. If we open the door to the enemy through sin, through unconfessed sin, it opens a door. And he can actually, not like the Holy Spirit, but he can actually, in some cases, inhabit a person for a time until they deal with the sin and ask God to take back the ground and close the door and tell the demon to go where Jesus sends him. And I've been down this road. I've counseled thousands of people. Go ahead.
I was going to say that, but most of them that have this problem don't realize they got a problem.
And a lot of them don't realize they got a problem.
But they don't realize they have a problem.
No. They feel, you know, this is just me. This is my life. This is something I deal with. This is the, you know, it's me. Well, it may not be just you. Now, I've seen Christians hearing voices and condemning voices, cursing voices. I can give you a quick illustration. When I was real early into this whole thing of demonization, a good fundamental Baptist pastor called me up and said, I got a guy who has been hearing voices, and they got him on medication, and they got the voices down with medication from high to medium. He said, will you be willing to counsel with him? I said, bring him up. I said, I don't know what I'm doing particularly, but come on up. So they drove an hour to my church. We met on a Sunday afternoon, and I sat down with a fellow, and I prayed for a while, and he prayed for a while, and I said, when did you start hearing voices? He said, well, I got involved in some homosexual activity in the Navy. I said, okay. Now, he was only able to hold down a part-time job, struggling with the voices. So we started praying. I said, would you confess to God as sin everything you did? And he did. Poured out his heart to God, wept tears. I said, no, ask God to take back the ground that Satan gained. And he did. And he looked at me, and he said, the voices just stopped. He said, what do I do now? I said, I don't know. I said, why don't you take a walk for a half an hour and have some fellowship with your pastor, and we'll see what happens when you get back. He came back, and he said, my mind's quiet. Heard from him several years later. Not only was his mind quiet, but he was working a full-time job. He was soul winning through his church. He was very active. He was a good father. And a friend of mine said about him, he smiles all the time. What happened? He wasn't mentally ill. he was oppressed by a demon.
Amen. I agree with that. I do. And I will ask you more about that in a minute. But now with your children at home, did these devils leave all at one time, or was it a progress?
No. One at a time. We dealt with one issue at a time. I kept going back to Dr. Logan saying, you know, what do I do with this? Sometimes there can be a house built on a ancestral Indian burial ground, which are many times inhabited by demons. We cleanse the house. We cleanse our lives. We confess sin. We confess the sins of our... We renounced and confessed the sins of our ancestors. And little by little, we came to freedom. Freedom doesn't always come like a television program, 30 or 60 minutes solves a problem. Many times it can take time and patience and perseverance and prayer. But God is the God who came to heal the brokenhearted and set the captive free. And he does just that. That's what we're entering into his ministry. Entering into warfare ministries, entering into the ministry of Jesus Christ.
Well, now, I know that when I interviewed Brother Patton.
Dr. Patton. His,
yes. He shared times that he actually had devils shake his whole house.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, and to someone who's never experienced that, and I've never experienced anything like that. I have worked with a young lady before that she flopped down in the chair. I rolled back to her head, started frothing in the mouth, and spoke in a real deep voice, and I am Lucifer. I'm all powerful. I've seen that happen.
Right.
I've seen them pass out. I've seen them barf like he's going to throw up. They just didn't throw up. I mean, except the devil, I guess.
Sure.
But they act like
sure.
they were gagging and throwing up. I've seen that. But I've never seen the manifestation of the way that he said, or the way you said about Monk's bed being slammed against the bed or against the wall. I mean, that's
sure.
pretty powerful stuff.
I've seen all kinds of things. I counseled for many years. Like I said, I've counseled thousands of people. And one time there was a lady who had been involved in satanic ritual abuse and apparently said, I said something that the demons didn't like, and she got up. She's about 5'2", 120 pounds. I had this great big metal desk. She picked it up and threw it on top of me, and I'm laying on the floor. And she spit in my face, and she's choking with me with my tie. And I said, you know, I really need to learn how to pray better. So I cried out to God, God, help me. And she stopped immediately and then started crying and apologizing. And a couple of people got the desk off me, and I lived through it. But, yeah, the wow. enemy's real. Now, it's not just the, you know, the stuff that is really magnified. It's just simple day by day by day living where the enemy puts negative thoughts in your mind and your heart, where you just start doubting some things about the Christian life. You back off on your Bible reading and prayer, and you just kind of get some numbness toward Christ. I mean, I've seen all kinds of things that the enemy does. It doesn't have to be spectacular, but
right,
we need to
right.
be aware of it. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, dominions, and thrones. And there is a principality over every polity or every city or every locale. And he's got a horde of angels, and he's in business. I live in Indianapolis, Indiana. I was praying with a friend of mine who's a warfare counselor from Tampa Bay, Florida. And we were praying against, because we were doing a seminar with a couple hundred people, we were praying against the prince of over Indianapolis, and I watched as this fellow was struck to the ground by a demon. And he started praying and asking God for help, and he got back up, and we went back to prayer, and we had a magnificent time in the Lord. That meeting was phenomenal. But we are in a battle. It is a battle royal. The devil, like a roaring lion, walks around seeking who he may devour. That means he wants to eat us up completely. Absolutely. The only reason he's not allowed to do that is God is still sovereign. He's still in control. But he wants us to know through the scriptures that we have a common enemy.
Oh, absolutely.
And being in the battle strengthens us in the Lord.
Amen. It does. It increases your faith and everything else. That it does do.
Oh, yes.
You know, that does do that. But now, you made something I want to do. I want to cover in some detail. We're going to go to break about 3 minutes, and we'll come back at the break and take phone calls too. But what do you say the percentage would be of people that they say have mental problems, but they're actually demonic problems? They're being treated with drugs that numb their brain down and dumb them down and just numb them against everything. But what percentage would you say probably are demonic?
That's a really tough question. Here's what's happened. The Old Testament clearly states that various illnesses affect our whole person, body, soul, and spirit. And the thing is, the church walked away from mental health and they turned it over to the psychologist. And the problem with the psychologist...
Brother, I don't want to sound haughty, but the church walked away from a lot of things.
They walked away from far too many things. The church is almost impotent today.
It truly is. Yes, it is.
It is. So, yeah, what happened is they turned the whole mental health thing over to the psychologists, and the problem with that is I have some friends that are Christian psychologists, and they've observed that the mental health profession historically shaped our understanding of mental health. It's losing credibility in our culture. Some of my psychologist friends have noted that many clinics operate like assembly lines. And what's happened is, this is what happened. Psychology said, instead of loving God and loving your neighbor, you need to start loving yourself. Put yourself first. Love yourself. Deny the scriptures, walk away from the scriptures. And what this has done is left tens of millions of people hopeless and broken.
Amen.
We need to get back to the scriptures. I have watched over and over again when someone gets saved and starts walking with the Lord, their mental problems lessen greatly or totally dissipate. I've seen that over and over and over again.
And when somebody comes to you for counseling and they have, we'll say, a schizophrenic or whatever it may be, what is your first response to something like that?
Well, I'm going to sit down and see if I can counsel with them. Sometimes
hang on through the break, please, Dr. King. Hang on through the break. Don't lose that thought, okay? I will. Don't you lose it. Folks, phone lines open, 844-769-2944. But you've got to realize this is a real warfare. Satan has armies that are out to destroy us.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we're back here and talking to Dr. Ken Copley, by the way, who's written several books. We're going to have to talk about his books in a minute. But the topic tonight is something that really intrigued me because I was so naive for so many years. I mean, folks, I was ignorant of the truth of the Word of God on so many different issues. I really was. And when I would want to discuss them with somebody, they would poo-poo me and kind of push me to the side and, that's nothing to be concerned about. Those are no longer here today, and on and on we go. And I really didn't know. I had no one to really teach me in that direction. No one I knew even taught this. So over a period of time and years, I got to meet other people like Dr. Keene here and others. We got my eyes open to the truth on some things. And folks, the church has allowed this to happen through being so naive, and I think very honestly, willfully ignorant of the truth of the Word of God, because this scares them. We fear Satan more than we fear God. Now, that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyway, I mean, it's sad, but it's true. But you go ahead now. We were discussing before the break about mental illness and I asked you a question about... Yeah.
Oh, you asked me a question about someone comes to me and, and they say, hey, I've got this mental illness, that mental illness. I'm going to ask a number of questions. I'm going to start out by, after we build some rapport, some chit-chat, some trust, I'm going to ask, when you lay your head on the pillow for the very last time, wouldn't you like to go to heaven? And 100% of the time they'll say, oh, would I ever? And I'll say, do you have a solid Bible reason why God should let you into his heaven? And it's surprising. Sometimes people grew up in a church and they have no idea what it means to be truly born again by the Spirit of God. And so the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to open the book. I'm going to open the Bible and I'm going to take them down through some scripture and we're going to interact with some scripture. And I'm going to lead them to Jesus Christ. I happen to be naive, I believe everybody can get saved. So I'm going to lead them to Jesus. And then once they come to Christ, I said, then I can begin to counsel. I cannot counsel an unsaved person. I can give them some good advice. I can give them some direction. But in the warfare field, there's no way I can counsel. Now a person says, okay, I am having these problems. I had a guy come to me one time. He said, I'm schizophrenic. I said, okay, I understand. He said, I'm on medication. And I said, I understand what you're saying. So took him for a trip. I went to visit a Bible college out of state. I took him along with me, and I witnessed to him the whole direction. Coming back, he said, man, we got to pull in this McDonald's. I got to get saved. And so I led him to Christ. Now, life started to change. Yeah. And his life started to change, and I said, here's what we're going to do. I know you've been programmed to think on the level of schizophrenia, but let's take a look at the Bible. What is normal for a person to do? What's a normal thing to do? Let's talk this through. And as he began to get the scriptures in his heart, he would say, I'm going to do the normal thing, the scripturally. I'm going to do the normal thing. A guy, he would bring 10 people minimum to church every Sunday morning. He became a phenomenal soul winner. God really brought healing to his life.
Amen.
Sometimes I sit down and I ask the question, ask some questions. Is this person rational? Sometimes they're not. If they're not rational, I cannot reason with them. No reason, no counsel. So sometimes I've seen where there's been, and there is such a thing as a psychotic break, get them into the hospital, get them some medication, get them back to a normal life. I saw one man come, and he'd been drinking for the last 6 months only some kind of juice. I think it was lemon juice, and he was no longer rational. He believed he was the Antichrist. He was tried to kill his kids a couple times. I could not reason. I said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get you into a local hospital. And they got him into the hospital, and all they did is feed him normal food. In several days, he was back to being normal. He was a dentist, educated man. He was back to normal, thinking clearly. So the body, mind, soul, and spirit work together in all Amen. Of this. And we have to look at the whole person. People are complicated, but God specializes in the complicated.
Whenever you, we got to get, by the way, if we're going to, folks, get a pen and paper handy, because we're going to give you a phone number call to order some books by Dr. Ken. I want you, if you're interested in topics like this and more detail, please, we need people out there that understand this to help us in this battle. I say help us. Dr. Ken is a trained warrior. I'm a novice, so to speak. But we need to band together on this, because the church has become so ineffective in a spiritual warfare today. As a matter of fact, they don't even realize they're in spiritual warfare. That they don't go much beyond what they believe is salvation. And I've seen this so many times, too, Dr. Ken, especially in Baptist churches, what I call easy believism, just come up and shake the preacher's hand, you're okay. It doesn't work
that's
that way.
That's a tragedy.
It is a tragedy.
Yes. That's right.
See, they're gaining members and making money, and that's what it's all about to them sometimes. I know it's hard to admit that, but it's true. That's what it is. And, folks, the numbers, by the way, the phone's open, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. But now, before going further, give the folks a way they can order your books. What books have you written? What's the title of some of your books?
I have one called The Great Deceiver, Unmasking the Lies of Satan. The Great Deceiver, Unmasking the Lies of Satan. It's 250 pages. And you can get one through Southwest Radio Church. They handle that book, Southwest Radio Church. Just look them up. Southwest Radio Church, call the number, and I believe that book is $20. I have another one. It's a handbook on spiritual warfare, how to lead people to freedom in Christ. It deals with a multitude of different subjects that are hot topics today. It's called Setting Captives Free, Scriptural Principles for Effective Warfare Counseling. That's also $20, Southwest Radio Church.
All right. And is there a phone number they can call, a toll-free number they can call, maybe order the books by Southwest?
Yes, there is a toll-free number, and I apologize. I do not have it, but it will pop up. You go to Southwest Radio Church, look at books, and there's a toll-free number that will pop up.
Okay. All right, and I got to ask this question also. When you started to get involved in this and trying to reach people with it, how were you received by fellow ministers?
Very interesting. Some of them royally denounced me. Some would sit down and listen to me. Here's what I typically find in the warfare ministry, warfare counseling. a person has to be impacted like a pastor would need to be impacted by a family member, perhaps a church member, someone they're very close to open their eyes. That's how I've watched how their eyes get opened. There's a number of books that have been written against warfare counseling. I'll give you an example. I had a pastor come to me from another state. He believed that he'd lost his salvation. What happened was there was some sin in his life that he had not dealt with, but the reason he believed that he was a non-Christian was he was reading some anti-warfare books and could not be satanic involvement. After a lot of prayer with him, we found that he needed to confess that sin, ask God to cleanse him of that sin, ask God to send the evil spirits where Jesus would have them go, and all of a sudden his mind became clear. He realized he was born again on the way to heaven. He was a pastor. And, I mean, it was tormenting him. He was hearing some voices condemning him and tormenting him. We just need to understand that the enemy is powerful. The enemy doesn't sleep. He looks for open doors in our lives, and he looks for an opportunity. I'll give you an example. I mean, I've had times where I'm sitting and reading my Bible and rejoicing, praising the Lord. All of a sudden, my mind is filled with some thoughts that are not for Sunday consumption. And what I do is I say, I give no consent to that thought because that's not my thought. That is not my thought. I did not think that thought.
Are you saying that Satan can get things in your mind?
Oh, yes, definitely. Oh, absolutely. I'll give you an example from the scriptures. Jesus talking to his disciples, he said to him, who do you say that I am? And good old Peter, he shot his hand up. He was always the first to do everything, and he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but my Father's in heaven. Where did he get those thoughts? He got those from the Father through the Holy Spirit. Same conversation, same chapter, Jesus said, I'm going to go to Jerusalem where I am going to be put to death. Peter said, not so, Lord, we're not going to allow it to happen, Lord, over my dead body, Lord. I'm paraphrasing. And Jesus looked at Peter and said, get thee behind me, Satan. Where did those thoughts come from? They came from the enemy.
That's true.
Why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit? There's all kinds of examples.
Today's society is filled with all manner of filth to cause lust and sin. It's everywhere. I don't care where you look. The schools are full of it. I mean, the churches are full of it. It's everywhere.
Yeah, look at the occult. Look what they're doing to our kids with occultic material. Look at television. I mean, the media. Immorality's become the norm. Chastity is laughed at, mocked. I mean, we live in a violent society. The murder rate is up. 500,000 people a year commit suicide. Young people in high school age, if they get involved in immorality with the same sex or the opposite sex, they're 12 times more likely to commit suicide. We have a demonically impacted society today. It's changing very quickly. Social media is changing our culture very rapidly.
And that wasn't by accident, but folks, that took a long time. Dr. Ken, not about the same age. It took a long time for the infiltrate, the public fool system, I call it now, and everything else, and media all over. It took a long time. Gradually, they did it because the church kind of went to sleep or said, well, that's just a passing phrase. Sin never passes, folks, unless you cleaned out the fire of the blood. The sin doesn't pass. It increases in your life. It doesn't go away.
It does.
Unless you get rid of it,
it doesn't go away.
It grows like a cancer.
Grows.
And so understand this is important that you understand that. And I can't believe the phone lines are quiet, but people are listening because I know they're intrigued what we're saying. 844-769-2944. So, again, are you invited to speak in churches? Then I know Pastor Greg said that he was invited to leave a few churches.
Only thing I do now, I write books, and Dr. Patton and I do, we call them events around the country where I think we'll be in, I think, West Virginia in a Free Will Baptist Church February the 22nd of this coming year. We've got other events lined up.
Where is that church?
I don't know the name of that church. I've got to apologize to you. I can get that to you. But
I like to know because I live in West Virginia. So I like to know.
Yeah, I understand that. I'll have to text that to you another time. I do not have that in front of me right now.
It's just something that popped up.
Yeah, it just popped up. But we'll be in various states. And that's kind of what I am able to do. I'll be 78 in March, and I think that's been my ministry right now. And occasionally I'll do a counseling session with someone, but that's kind of where I'm at.
Well, you know, I really admire you for that, especially at your age, you can still do that. I really admire that, and I respect that very highly. But that's in itself. As you get older, things get a little bit tougher. You take for granted. You know that.
Oh, they sure do. Yeah, absolutely.
So I admire that very much.
When I was younger, I was on a plane almost every weekend speaking somewhere. Those days have diminished quite a bit.
Well, but that comes with age. We know that. That's biblical. That's going to happen when you get older. That's all there is to it. That's just a sign of the times of life. But you're totally active. That's a beautiful thing to do that. So when you speak at these places, is your main goal now to educate them on what's going on in the demonic world? Is that what you do?
Yes, that is exactly right. Matter of fact, Dr. Patton and I have been really close friends for over 30 years, and we have a workbook. It's called Defying the Demonic, a guide to helping others find victory over the enemy by becoming spiritual warriors. And it's about 40 pages or so. And we go through that, or at least part of it, as we can get through it, during the seminars. And so one-day seminar is always on a Saturday. And we really enjoy doing that.
That is, I tell you, let's take a phone call or two here. Let's talk to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you, Butch, for taking my call. I admire your guest today because when I'm doing deliverances, I love to teach spiritual warfare. And I know a lot of deliverance ministers won't teach spiritual warfare. So I really appreciate him teaching spiritual warfare because that is the key of staying free. The more we fill our house up, the more we fill our house up with Christ, the more the devil doesn't want to hang around. And, you know, working with mental illness people, I have a hard time with them because they believe the lies that they're told by the humanist psychiatrist. That
yes.
It's a disease, it's an illness, you have to have this pill. And in all reality, most time is demonic attacks. A lot of times I found that, and I do teachings on diet, because a lot of times it's just in the people's diet. You change your diet, get the feeling better, you take demonic kingdom.
Absolutely.
Okay, so, anything else?
You know, go ahead.
Anything else, Joe?
Go ahead. Ed Savasso made this statement. He's a warfare counselor. He said, a stronghold is a mindset impregnated with hopelessness that causes us to accept as unchangeable something we know is contrary to the Word of God. In other words, a stronghold is a lie that has become my reality, and that has to be demolished.
Right, and breaking through lies is very difficult. One thing I teach a lot of I work with is that Satan wants you to make you think his thoughts are your thoughts. Once we
accept his
thoughts being our thoughts, then we come into rights with the devil. And we give him authority in our life. And You know, dealing with Christians, and I say this, I know people disagree with me, that I believe there is Christians who do come under demon possession. Not because, the reason I say this is because they've never known Jesus Christ personally. They were Christian in mouth, but never in heart.
Right. Okay.
And there's a lot of Christians who are standing in hell today saying, God, this is not right, this is not fair, I'm not supposed to be here. And the Lord's going to say, I never knew you. And the reason why he never knew those three people is because those people allowed Satan to come in with false doctrine or a watered-down doctrine of our gospel. It was enough to where Christ couldn't come into their lives because of the lies. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 is very obvious.
That's true. All right, good points. Appreciate it, Joe. Anything else?
No, just get your spiritual house in order.
Amen.
They're coming to a reckoning where we're going to have to stand before the Lord, and if we're not ready, and I know I got a lot of dealing with my life because of illnesses I've had, and we touched on some of that tonight already. It was very good to listen to this gentleman.
Amen.
So that's about all I have to say.
Hopefully I'll see you Saturday morning, Joe. Have a good evening, okay?
Oh, you definitely. I'll be there.
All right. Talk to you soon. Good call. Let's go to North Carolina and talk to Edie. Edie, come on in.
Hey, how are y'all doing tonight?
Going good. How you doing?
Y'all punched some buttons tonight, and especially today, but have you ever considered, I'm sure, of the demonic thing, because I experienced, Ouija boards and stuff like that when I was much younger, and it didn't take me long to figure out that's somewhere I didn't want to be. But also...
Amen.
Even when you, after you have scripture and you're strong in the Bible and you're strong in the Word, they still have ways to get to you. And I'm not talking demons, I'm talking the two-legged kind with the game stalkers who gaslight you, who use phone apps that they can point at you and make you throw up all over the time, hiccup continually. Piss yourself or poop yourself. They can make you do anything. They can control your dreams. Like you said, putting thoughts in your head that are not your thoughts. And that's really sort of what got me to be a Christian. It's like, this isn't of God. This is not normal. And I looked in all the self-help books and all that kind of stuff. And then I started reading the Bible and seeing these things that were happening in my life. And you just have to be strong in the Word. And whenever it happens and you realize what's going on, you just start thanking the Lord. You say, thank you, Jesus. Because if anything, he made you aware of it. And he made you aware that, hey, I need to get back in the Word and I need to find something out about this.
Okay, good point.
Amen.
You add that, Dr. Ken?
I think she's on the right track. I think what we need to do is resist the devil, and he'll flee from us. But starts with humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God. And I think, as John said, he must increase, I must decrease. I'm reminded of that daily.
Amen.
It's him. And even in counseling, it's the Holy Spirit who is doing the counseling. Jesus is a wonderful counselor. I'm there standing beside him, listening to him work, and he uses me in the process. But it's a God thing.
Amen. Very much so. Good comments, Katie. Anything else?
Y'all have a good evening.
Thank you. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Very good call, actually. Very good call. Good points. And that's another thing that people don't think about, too. We're in our time so fast. My gosh, it's going by fast. They open the door sometimes so innocently. With the Ouija board, the guy's a little child. It's just a toy. They have no idea what they're doing, do they?
That's right. They don't. They don't understand. Dungeons and Dragons, I know so many teenagers play that. That is sheerly demonic. And that opens some doors that shouldn't be open. I mean, there's all kinds of things that in our culture that are accepted today that 30, 40 years ago were absolutely taboo. And so many ways, like immorality, that opens the door, and there is no question about it. There is demon activity, and a person's driven. And I've watched people that come to freedom in Christ through confession and forsaking sin and making things right and getting rid of the enemy's influence, and peace comes back in their life, and they can feel joy again. The joy of the Lord is our strength. When we lose our joy, we lose our strength.
We do. You're miserable. Dr. Ken, we're about out of time, and I just want to thank you. But again, folks, you can go to Southwest Bible, Southwest Bible Radio online.
Southwest Radio Church. Southwest Radio Church. SWRC. If you just type in SWRC, that's the group I'm connected. That's the group I'm connected with. SWRC.
Dr. Ken Copley, order his books. I know I have someone waiting me and looking forward to getting them. Dr. Ken, I'm going to get you on again sometime. We ran out of time too quickly. May I get you on again sometime?
Oh, let's do that. Absolutely. This has been delightful.
Well, I appreciate that. Do get back to me where you're going to be in West Virginia.
I'm going to get back to you. Yeah, I'll do that tomorrow. All right,
you have brother. You have a wonderful night, and let's keep in touch, okay?
God bless you and your ministry, my friend.
Thank you, sir. You too. God bless you. Folks, out of time tonight already, but I'll make mention. Tomorrow night I will not be here, but you won't miss me, because Summer Dre will be here with Superior Mountain Herbs, and she will be so anxious to talk to you all. I'm starting some treatments tomorrow, IV treatments for gout. It's going to take 3 to 5 hours, so I may not be back in time, or it'll be too tired to do it tomorrow night, so please bear with Summer. It'll be Summer Dre tomorrow night. And listen to her, have a good time with her, call and ask her questions, make her night. She really loves y'all, and you know that the way she speaks to you. So I'll be going, like I said, tomorrow evening, back with you a little Wednesday with Jerry Barrett of Prophecy and News Ministries. And don't forget to donate if you can to North Carolina, and if you can help us pay the bills here too, we'd appreciate it. And I do mean that with everything in me. Hopefully we'll have Bible study this weekend at church. I mean, I'll be there in person. Depends on the weather, folks. We're starting to have winter here for the first time in years, actually, having winter here in the hills of West Virginia. We're going to have Bible study this coming Saturday, 10:30 a.m. You can join us by going to PastorButch.com and click on Rumble, and there will be. Not you can call the phone number and listen to us at 339-209-5013. But I'll see you Wednesday night. Have a great night. God bless. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Home.